Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley. Okay. Anyways, let's get right to announcements. The marathon is out. If you supported the Kickstarter, you have the new 24-hour marathon. And in a couple days, I'll put it in the Keith and the Girl store for everything else. Very excited. Chris Turner, the best new guest. That's the improv rapper. He starts us off. Megan Keister, Jeff Meacham, Murph Meyer. Kyle Thompson came back, shared some personal shit. Bianca Brady, Brother Love, Jimmy Pardo, Christy Cello, now Christy Summers, Lucy Pohl. You're going to dig it, all right? So if you supported the Kickstarter and you don't have it, obviously email info@keithandthegirl.com. We'll get it done. Of course, there's plenty to talk about today. You know that sandwich maker? Well, fuck you, Hemda. I used it, and it's easy to use, and it was very, very delicious. Let's get right to today's guests. Speaking of which, the great Bianca Brady. Hello, Bianca.
Keith, hello.
How's it going so far?
So far, so good. How are you?
It's weird because I think I'm nervous, but I think I know how to talk. So what could really be different? But it's weird. It's just weird.
It's weird. It's right? Weird for me too.
Also joining us, creator of bestself.com. You may know her from the Dad Emails book. Catherine Lavery. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Good to see glad you to, again.
I know. You always have to have an X on the show.
Right. That's right. Have you read the Dad Emails book? Are you afraid to?
No, I do not want to read that.
Right. None of your business.
Yeah. Literally none of my business. I think I've caught a couple things like on Twitter or whatever. And then you also text me things, which is never welcomed, and I'm like, I don't want to know this.
I sent her a link for it, of course, to get for free, and I wrote, by clicking on this link, you accept that you wanted it, and I wondered if you thought I was using that for court or something.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. All right. But, yeah, it's getting good reviews, I'll tell you that much. It's exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
But no, thank you. Vincent wrote, I hadn't read a book since high school. I came out of retirement for this masterpiece. 86 stars for the Dad Emails book. Very exciting. KeithandTheGirl.com/dadbook. Catherine Lavery, of course, started it all, and it's her fault. All right. I do want to talk about how we just did a show with Sadia, if you remember this psychopath from past shows. Didn't feel like I loved her, appreciate her as a listener enough. So she said she's going to be my worst enemy. And we put that show up. Bianca, was that too much to listen to?
Yeah, I started it because I knew it was coming on and I wanted to kind of be up to date.
Right.
But then when I tuned in and it was you and Craig and Chris. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as this Sadia person came on, who I have no prior knowledge of.
Okay.
I started to feel icky and had to turn it off.
Okay. She does explain that she appreciates what we've done, if that's work anything. And we talk about if you were thinking like if anybody thinks we're being bullies. But anyway, Courtney writes, this is why I love this show, why I love the forums, and especially love the chat. And I'm glad Hemda's living her best life away from this. It does get a little crazy. Lilp, who's in the Dad Emails book, by the way, speaking of which, most shocking moment, Katka award winning, Sadia actually showing up to the Zoom Diamond Dog show around minute 10. Fantastic. And this person was creeped out. J. Crow, gotta be honest, not into this plot line whatsoever. To the above comment, at least Hennessy and McNally had redeeming qualities that made them enjoyable to listen to. This was pretty much unlistenable. Not sure why you're giving a platform to your craziest fans who aren't funny and are pretty clearly going through a mental break. Don't like to leave negative feedback, but if this goes on for as long as the Dad Emails book, that would suck. Now, here's the thing.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. it's going to be a year of Sadia. That's she's the new co-host, and she's going to grow on you. She promises, okay? In fact, J. Crow, what's your address? She vows to record in your house, and you don't even have to ask. And in fact, she prefers you don't ask. She'll just be there. Catherine, you moved to Austin, right? Austin, Texas. All the artists did. Artists, business types.
The Creek in the Cave is here now.
Creek in the Cave, all the comedians. Is it tax reasons? Is it What is there freedoms that you don't have in New York City, or just the change from New York City?
Just like Spies, I lived in New York for 7 years. There's a lot of friction to daily life that you don't even realize that you have. Like,
right.
You have to put a sign on your door to be able to record.
For example.
For instance. But yeah, I mean, I've been here 5 years now, so I got in pre-pandemic rush. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it gets hot as shit in the summer, but
right.
Apart from that.
Yeah, also 8 years, but nobody's counting. I saw that, you know, for example, speaking of...
8 years? What are you talking about?
You were in New York 8 years.
Right.
Thank you. I think you said seven, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I counted all the years and...
You got her, Keith.
I got it. That's all I was trying
Nailed
to say.
Her.
Take care, guys.
Well, I think I went back to Scotland and then came back, so I only counted it from when I, like, literally moved, but whatever.
Okay.
Technicality.
This is what happened. remember, speaking of Joe Rogan, he... Neil Young said Joe Rogan's putting out... bad vaccination advice and bad COVID information. And Neil Young said, so I'm going to take my songs off of Spotify because I can't encourage that behavior because Joe Rogan's on Spotify. Neil Young says the boycott is over. He's back on Spotify. And it's over, he says, because Apple and these other and Google and these other services that have podcasts that have misinformation as well. And since everybody's bad, I guess everybody's okay now.
You can't beat them. Rejoin.
That's right. Let's see. He says, Apple and Amazon started serving the same disinformation podcast features that I had opposed at Spotify. I cannot just leave Apple and Amazon like I did Spotify because my music would have very little streaming outlets to music lovers at all. So he's doing it for us, the listeners. Spotify recently locked Rogan into a $250 million contract. Young also took the opportunity to take a jab at Spotify's audio quality, saying that users get less quality than we make. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
No, nobody
cares. He's just saying that because he wants you to come to the other platforms.
Right, right. But still, he's coming back to all of them. So...
I'll be sure to listen.
Right. Right. Everybody's clamoring. No offense, but I don't hear people walking around going, is this Neil Young? That's fantastic.
Well, I heard Taylor Swift did it years ago. She took her music off Spotify, and he's like, well, if Taylor can do it, I can do it. And then he realized nobody cares.
There's a little difference, right? He puts out his music again. It's called Neil's version. let's see. Ryan Reynolds, speaking of big deals, T-Mobile bought Ryan Reynolds' phone company, Mint Mobile, for $1.35 billion.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What the fuck? He said, Ryan Reynolds says, hey, life is strange. I'm incredibly proud and grateful. Didn't that sound like, oh, nice house. This is from acting? No. No, I was a spokesperson for a phone company. Then I bought a share of it. Now I'm a fucking billionaire.
How much of that did he get himself? Like, how much percent of the company did he own?
It says he's a minority ownership stake in the company. What does that mean?
Like, less than 50.
Okay. So.
I think it's kind of his, though. I mean, that's how they market it, too. It's like him just saying, like, hey, this is my phone company. It's really cheap.
Yeah. It says it's.
For your broke ass.
Right. T-Mobile was buying the actor's budget wireless company. So it does sound like it's his company for them saying minority. But oh well. I do want to talk
about... I wonder if they're going to increase the price. Is it going to be like... It's like $15 a month. Is it going to be like $25 a month?
Yeah, they do have to make up for this money they lost, right? That they spent. So maybe. Maybe. I do want to talk to you, Catherine, about your business. It's so impressive. But speaking of music... I thought this was funny. Madonna has the Celebration Tour. And you know what she did? She yelled at somebody in a wheelchair, not knowing they're in a wheelchair. Why aren't they standing up? Don't artists know that this has happened many, many times? You don't do it in stand-up. You don't do it at a concert. There's a million reasons somebody could be sitting down.
She's gotten so, like, into herself, she thinks that she could, like, get somebody in a wheelchair to stand up. She thinks she has that, like, Christ-like power.
What are you doing?
I saw that video. She was like, oh, but thanks for coming out, though.
Yeah.
You should stay at home normally, but thanks for coming on.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Then she got closer to the edge of the stage and saw why the person was sitting down. Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you are here. Who gives a shit why you're sitting down? Because I paid for the seat. What the fuck? Best self. You sold this, is what I'm seeing on social media. And then recently you bought it back. Is that true? Did I get that
right?
Yeah,
so I sold it. And it's bestself.co. You said .com.
Oh, excuse me. I bought .com.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was me. Gotcha.
Damn it. Okay, so it's bestself.co. Yeah, I sold it in October of 22 to like a startup private equity that were just getting started. And they bought a couple of brands and then they didn't run it very well. And then they had to sell off their brands. And so they were told that they weren't getting any more money from funding, which is what I think that they were using to like run all of it. And they had hired a bunch of really expensive people. Right. So they're like, oh, we hired this designer from Uber. We hired this guy from Amazon. And the Uber designer is like supposed to be like the head of product. I'm like, okay, what do they know about making physical products? They probably design like a fucking little screen on an app, because it wasn't even the main Uber. It was like some side Uber thing, but they were hiring for all these titles and paying like, I'm like, they left Amazon to work here? Right. They're like probably not having to work that much and getting paid a shit ton. So anyway, I think lost their funding either because they weren't doing a good job or the market changed. I didn't get the full memo. And then they came to me and asked me if I wanted to buy back. And at first I was like, no, not really. And then I just negotiated with them and I was like, fuck it. Let's do it again. Let's do it for the story.
Do you mention, because you're pretty transparent online. Do you mention the price difference that you made for them just holding your shit for a minute?
I can't talk about the price, but it was, they basically bought it for a multiple plus inventory and I bought it for a percentage of the inventory.
So you made money, them just holding it for a little bit, right?
Right.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So best self, of course, it's helps you be your best self. And, you know, motivation techniques, the journal that I helped write. And you have different products like boxes, like a love box, help your relationship a little bit, questions to ask each other in a thing and a couple. And I saw...
You just explained it so well, Keith.
Thank you. How would you explain it?
No, I'm just right. Messing with you. The boxes with the love and the product and the cards, the US. We create prompts around relationships, conversations with your kids, how to like interact with your partner and connect more. I created that after Keith and I were together, but it works great.
And so I saw this online. Explain this to me. They call it sniping, where I would put out a bullshit version of your product and people would buy it and they'd think they're buying the original product, but they're really buying mine. And usually it's stuff based in China. What am I talking about?
Oh, it's called hijacking. So on Amazon, a lot of times people, when you buy on Amazon, you think that you're like buying, like you think that the company that put out the product and has the pictures is the one that's selling it to you. But when you list a product on Amazon, even if it's your product that you literally created from scratch, the listing is owned by Amazon. So someone can come along and be like, oh, I also sell this thing, which if you're like selling Tide Pods or like a PS1, that's so old, but like if you were selling like a PlayStation or whatever, you would have to buy like the legit product. So you might go to Walmart and get, you know, the way you see people buy like a ton of stuff because they buy it cheap at the dollar store and then they might ship to Amazon. Mm. And that's like a real product because it's from the manufacturer that they bought in bulk somewhere else. And so that's, Amazon wants you as the customer to get the best price. And the way to get the best price is to allow people to compete on that product against you. But what happens is there's counterfeit issues. So people will be like, this is the same product, and they will ship it in as if it is the same product. And Amazon, like, it takes a while for you to get like brand, right? You have to have a trademark. And then after that, even after that, you have to like be like, this is a fake product. And you take a picture and you send it to them and be like, this is fake. And sometimes people don't even know this is fake. So
I wouldn't know.
We've been dealing with this.
How would anybody know? You know?
Well, it looks different. Like it looks like the wish.com version of our product is what you get. And so if someone got it, they might be like, oh, this doesn't look like the pictures, but they might just be like, oh, it's like the Tinder profile versus meeting in real life version, but it's actually completely ripoff of the product. And so that was one thing the company that bought was not dealing with. And so I've been like trying to clean it up the last month.
Does Amazon know this and not care so much? Is that only,
well, yeah, because they're making money either way. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that it's so hard. Like even I'm supposed to know when it's like a tiny box under the like add to cart where it says, you know, who it is. So I did a video on like, you know, this fucking 20 letter long Chinese name. I'm like, that's not legit. And you're trying to tell Amazon, it's like, that's a fake company. And they're at one stars, they're shipped out of China. We don't even make our stuff in China. But, you know, Amazon's making money either way. So they don't really enforce it unless you like push them on it.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost like Western Union. Like they could help stop these Nigerian scammers and people that are getting taken advantage of in America, but they're getting a piece of the money. So they're not going to, you know, look into it too much. That's what it makes me think of.
So as customers, though, is the only way that we can help you by like just ordering the right one?
Yeah, and then if you get the wrong one, like I actually have been ordering. Now we're like fine in the US, but I was for probably like 2 weeks just ordering every time I came on, and then it was coming to my house and I'm just like taking a picture of it. And it's like super manual, but it's the fastest way to deal with it at the beginning. And I even see some reviews where they're like, oh, the questions are good, or some are misspelled. And it's like, oh, well, that's actually not our product at all. So just like send it, like return it, and then it'll ding them. I actually just write on it like fake and then I return it because I don't want them to get any money. So I will like go out of my way to make sure I get all the money back, because then they have to pay like fees and stuff from Amazon to like have the return process. Because I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you this $20.
Would you see that somebody from China is buying your product, and do you go, well, let me make a note of that. Uh-oh. It could be legit. It could be somebody trying to rip it off later.
Well, we don't even sell into China. So they're buying it from Alibaba, which is something we're also enforcing. But now what Amazon are doing is they're like, well, if you want to join our transparency program. So they're kind of like the mafia, where they like don't really do anything and they're going to make money either way. And then they're like, well, actually, you can pay us and then you'll put this custom sticker on all of your product and then nobody else will be able to sell it. And it costs five cents a label. So if you want to do that, then we'll not let anyone else sell on it. So it's like, oh yeah, if we pay you to just let us sell our legit product, okay, cool.
Yeah,
it'd be usury.
It'd be a shame if somebody ripped you off.
Ugh.
Yeah, it probably would be. You're such a go-getter. By the way, that plunge pool, how fucking exciting. You built that yourself. I can't even imagine. You know, I still have this picture in my head when Kat and I live together, and she's putting together this complicated IKEA furniture, and I'm putting the bed skirt on the bed, and I'll just never forget that. This is a real thing you got outside.
Yeah, well, when it's 105 degrees out, like you would not every day for 100. It was like last summer, I think 40 days in a row of just over 100 degrees, and so the cold plunge is like 50 degrees. So I literally have to go in there like three times a day, or I'm like, oh, my brain is like, I can't even talk right now. I need to go plunge and then I can have a conversation, which is kind of like what used to be like.
Yeah.
You're like, it's too hot. I can't talk.
I think this was a reason also that really turned off Catherine, that we'd be walking down the street and I'd have to take a bottle of water and just pour it on my head like a fucking maniac. So no, I don't think Texas, that might not be for me. But
I did a cold plunge at a spa in Italy in the fall, and boy, it was amazing. From hot tub to cold plunge, and then sauna to like extra hot sauna to extra cold plunge. Oh baby, now that
I put a sauna in the backyard from, sure. you know, Costco sells saunas. You go, and you don't even need one in the summer, to be honest, in Texas again. But like, if you want to be extra about it, you go into the sauna and it's like 180 degrees and yeah. then you go on the cold plunge.
How's
what is it about changing your body temperature that just like wakes everything up?
I think it's something like your the blood vessels go from like being on the outside of your skin because it's so hot. It's like trying to get rid of heat, and then it goes constricts contract. When you go in the cold plunge, and then it's good for your circulation.
All right.
Seems scary. Like I'd get a stroke or something.
I mean, sometimes you get a little dizzy, and I bet some people might have problems.
Right. That some people get it to be dizzy. How's the relationship going over there? You're married to Emily. How long has that been now?
Married 3 years almost.
Okay.
And together for what? I'm like, what year is it? 5 or 6. 5 or 6. Something like that.
And how old's your child, Quinn?
She's going to be 2 in a week.
Very exciting. Do you see them having a proclivity for anything? Are they copying mom? Are they at the computer too early?
No, I mean, she just copies like whatever we're doing at the time, okay. which is funny. And she's very super independent, which is good like 95% of the time. The 5% of the time, I'm like, I know this will serve you better in life, but it is not serving me today. because like she wants to put her own shoes on, but we're in a rush to get somewhere. And right. it's like, fuck, just watching this child for 10 minutes struggle to get Crocs on. But yeah, I mean, I think once you have a kid, everything's different. Like the first time I ran Best Self, you know, I had all the R's in the world to put in to work. And now it's like, oh, I need to be done at this time.
Right. How, who had the baby and where do you get the sperm?
I had the baby.
You had the baby, right?
Was not. But we kind of planned it like whoever got pregnant first.
I see.
So wasn't the smartest move because we both got pregnant.
Right.
like we didn't do the math. Like it was supposed to be like she was going to go. Actually, getting pregnant was the wildest thing because she was supposed to go first, like try first. And then I was going to try a week later, which doesn't make any sense because we wouldn't know if she was pregnant first.
Right.
So our friend is our donor. And we just did like a home kit. Because my thought was like, okay, it's going to take like a year to get pregnant and then we'll probably have to do IVF for one of these things. But I bought this kit online. It was like $80. And I'm like, okay, so it's going to take a while. Dave came over. Emily went and because she was going to go first. Oh, yeah. We'd been like taking our temperature with this app thing. And so every day, like it's supposed to collect all this data and then tell you when is a good time.
Okay.
And my friend who got pregnant using this app thing told us that it takes like 1 or 2 cycles to get accurate. So like, don't expect it right away. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then we're taking our temperature. And then Emily tried on like the Friday night. And so she goes and then she's like, all right, well, I think if I'm pregnant, like I'm pregnant, you know, but there's a little bit left.
There's a little like, sperm it. Left.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck it. I'll try. Cause I'm just like, I'll just let my body know that maybe sometime in the future, like just warming it up. And she found out 2 weeks later she wasn't pregnant. And in the meantime, we're taking her temperature every day. And three weeks later, the app was like, oh, that day that we called the ceremony, like Handmaid's Tale, was your ovulation day. And I was like, huh, that's weird. Continued on with my life. And then a week later, I find actually Emily was like, something happened and she was like, maybe you're pregnant. And I'm like, no.
Right.
And yeah, I was pregnant.
And then I continued on with her life.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so then it was like, well, and then I told all my family, I'm like, this is insane. This happened like the first time, which if you'd like, I had no plans to, Emily still will be like, oh, did you think you were going to come pregnant that first time? I'm like, no, I literally was just like, don't like waste. And it happened and I was like, okay.
This is the future. This is the future that I want.
I love it. Quinn my little bargain basement baby.
And she loves that.
Yeah.
So Was there any sadness? Like, was Emily like, oh, shit, I, for whatever reason, my body didn't have the baby. And then you're like, well, I don't want to upset you, but this is great news.
I mean, she was excited either way. I think afterwards she was glad I went first because, you know, then she could be ready for it. Also, she's so much more extra than me that, like, going to the hospital, like, she just moved in. Like, I kind of, those bags, she made posters for the wall. Like, I'm like, I just want you to know that that is not going to be me.
Right.
I will not have posters. She had, like, a light thing on the roof. And I'm like, okay, it's good that we set expectations because I want you to know that I'm not going to be like that. And I also was just like working and like continuing with my life and then also being pregnant. Like I did a PayPal like commercial thing, which I'd been talking to them for like a month before. And then they were trying to pick a date and they were like, oh, this date. I'm like, well, I can't do that date because that's my due date. So let's do like 2 weeks after and I'll just go and like work for a few hours and then I'll come back. And then of course, the baby was a week late and then I had emergency C-section. So it was actually like 5 days post-hospital. And I'm just like, turns out when you have a baby, like you have the baby and you're still fucking huge. Right. And so this commercial, like people saw it and they like sent me screenshots and I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. And it's also a, I could it, like.
It's a commercial just, for PayPal?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. The, when, how, is it a vial of sperm?
No, it's just a little jar.
It's a little jar. And then do you heat it up in the microwave?
I mean, it's basically, no.
I don't know. I don't
not
know.
Not if you want to have a baby.
Does, I mean, I can't.
Then, then you throw it in the cold plunge.
Right. You shock it?
Yeah.
Did that, like, do you take like a Q-tip?
No, with this thing called a Mosey baby. That's what the thing that we bought was. It's basically like a glorified turkey baster.
Okay.
And you take it from the jar from that.
Do you do it yourself or do you make it like fun play?
The first time we really just, it was really more of a science experiment.
Okay. All right. Exciting. Is the baby in, I picture you already having some kind of school by now. I know you said 2 years, but this is what I'm imagining.
I mean, she's in daycare now, but so it's not like school, but right. It's like they do fun shit with them. I kind of like, she was just actually home for spring break and then she was sick like 3 days in the week before, so it was essentially like 2 weeks straight and I'm like, oh my God, it could not be like a, I don't know how people did it during COVID. Like I have no idea how people were working and then also had a kid at home.
Right.
I would have died.
Right. This is very exciting. I picture you're gonna build a school outside the
maybe
in your that's what I'm picturing. Do you
in my yard? No.
Right.
Well, I would build a school, but then I have to hang out with kids all day. So
right. This is what I was gonna ask. Is Dave, he's still in your guy's life, it sounds like?
Yeah. He's a good friend.
Okay. Does he ever like do something stupid or drop something in a clumsy way and you're like, oh no, is my daughter gonna be like that or something?
No, but it is nice to have someone to blame stuff on.
Right, that's good.
Yeah. If she does something, like, I'm like, oh, that's Dave's genes.
Who asked him? Whose idea was it?
I think we made, like, I made a joke. Well, we talked about it, because basically, if we joked about other people's, like, sperm donor, and then, you know, a good way to, like, bring something up is to make a joke about it how they react.
Yeah, unless you're going to do it. Right.
Do you plan on having more kids?
Emily's gonna have the next one and then we're good with then also
Dave's.
Yeah. And that's what's cool. Awesome is Dave's so he's like a he has a girlfriend right now, but he's a bachelor type and his parent, like, they don't have any other, he doesn't have kids and his sister doesn't have kids and his sister lives in Austin. So now we have this like weird modern family. Like on Saturday, we all went out with his cousin and his sister. And when his parents are in town, we also hang out with them. So they're like bonus grandparents.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw online that you found out you took one of those DNA tests and you are indeed Irish. Is this true?
100%.
100%.
I thought you were going to make a Lizzo joke. Oh, right. Took a DNA.
Right. You're 100% that bitch, it said. Yeah. Are you following? So remind me, Northern Ireland, and then there's regular Ireland, and one the regular Ireland is free. Northern Ireland is under British rule. Is that correct?
Right.
And you're from, I know, but for those who
don't. I'm from Belfast, which is Northern Ireland.
Which is Northern Ireland. Okay. Are you following this?
Kate? Yeah.
So Kate Middleton is missing, and there's all these theories going around, and it sounds like perhaps both of them, who's her husband? Which prince?
Prince William.
Prince William. That they both had affairs. She even got pregnant, I'm seeing rumors about. He got violent over it. So that's why she can't be seen, because she would look all beaten up and shit. What's going on? What are you reading?
Yeah, what's going on, Catherine? What's
I have no idea. I mean, I'm getting my info from like TikTok videos, right, from like one extreme to the other. I think that she's probably going to divorce him, which is a much bigger issue, because Charles can't be king anymore because he has cancer or whatever. And so now that they don't have this, like, it's basically following in the same footsteps as Diana and Charles, except Charles wasn't even close to the throne. Now William potentially is. And so I actually think Kate is in control and is kind of calling the shots in the background, because I think her family are just like living their normal life. And so there's all these theories of like them have killed her off or something like that. I'm like, well, her family are acting normal and they're just not talking to the press. And so what might be happening is she might be wanting a divorce. And so she's just refusing to negotiate with them, and they don't know what to do. And they're just terrible with PR in general.
Kind of awesome, because I thought that Harry and Meghan were going to be the most problematic for the, but now I'm just like excited for them to get into the race of drama.
I also think I don't even watch The Crown, but I think it's up to date as far as life. Yeah. And so they needed to create a new season for it.
They're doing a favor. They're paid writers.
I wonder if Kate is like texting with Meghan Markle and just being like, now what do I do?
Ooh, maybe. But then she might be scared that Meghan would like tell people and like leak it to the press, and then she'd be like, I want people to think I'm dead.
Right. So you're guessing, perhaps, that Kate wants a divorce, but William's going to be king, and that just looks so terrible, so they have to work something out? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Or they're hiding her away because she's not going to play by their rules anymore, because she's always been like kind of just following whatever they said, and maybe she's decided she's not going to do that anymore. And
she's in a dungeon.
That's why they can't even get a picture of her, because she's not like following the rules anymore.
I
have no idea. Sure. This is literally like in the 30 minutes I like go on TikTok and I'm like, okay, what's going on today? I thought there was going to be some sort of announcement from the BBC the other night. Didn't hear what happened there. So I'm also behind.
I see it trending, and this isn't something I would ever follow, but it's like in the top 10. Everybody's into it. Everybody's talking about it. I heard perhaps she can't be seen right now because she's recovering from an abortion. I heard that she took out one of her ribs so she can go down on herself. There's a lot of things happening, and it is a little exciting. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
Catherine, every time St. Patrick's Day came up, she couldn't tell me fast enough, you know, we don't do corned beef and cabbage. And I'm just like, but it's so good. Did you celebrate?
We went on Saturday. We didn't really do much yesterday. Quinn had an ear infection, so she ruined all our plans. But it was because my dad was over, and we went out for brunch, and the guy was like, oh, we have green champagne and corned beef and cabbage. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, oh, they think we eat that here.
Right.
I've never had that in my life.
Did you school them? Like, you know, this isn't normal.
Oh, no. Okay. It's like, why bother, you know?
Sure.
There's actually a really good speakeasy in Austin, and it's run by Irish people. And Emily likes to always tell them I'm Irish every time we go there. But we've been there a few times where it's just like, they know they don't care.
Right. They could tell.
Yeah.
I'd be able to tell. I think they could tell. Speaking of world news, Pope Francis is getting yelled at, because he said that the Ukraine should have the courage to raise the white flag, meaning surrender.
Wow.
What the fuck? There's not big enough problems, Pope Francis. Yeah,
I got my eye on. You never know what that guy's going to say.
There, of course, was a swift response from Kiev, which has seen tens of thousands killed. Our flag is a yellow and blue one. This is the flag by which we live, die, and prevail. We shall never raise any other flags.
Bitch.
So, right. So everybody calls him a little bitch, saying this is none of his fucking business. What a dumb thing to say. And so then the Holy Press Office, that's a real thing, says the Pope picked up the image of the white flag proposed by the interviewer to indicate a cessation of hostilities, a truce reached with the courage of negotiation. He was not implying a surrender. You know, man, God can never be clear, can he? All you got to do is complain. Maybe, it's like, oh, that's not what I meant.
Maybe the royals called him up and was like, say something dumb. We right. need to get the focus right. off of us.
Right. And speaking of which, in Russia, Vladimir Putin, the vote came in, and surprise, surprise, he's still going to be the president. How about that?
What a shock.
What a shock. People are dying off, no exaggeration, and he became a president. Five terms. Before him, I mean, before him was what? Like, I don't know. Anyway, oh, I know. It was, who was right before him? That dude with the thing on his head. Anyway, what's, yes, yes. Putin will rule until at least, 2030, when he'll be 77, Russia's longest serving leader since, Joseph Stalin, who was president and prime minister. There's some shady shit going on there, but still, you gotta say congratulations.
He'll still be younger than our current president,
right?
Whoever that may be,
right?
Do you 2030?
What is the what's the word on the street in Texas and the vote coming up, Catherine? Are you getting a vibe of anything?
I don't know. Austin's like its own little oasis in Texas. Right. Everyone's like, "Oh, what's it like to live in Texas?" And I'm like, "Oh, I live in Austin." But once you leave the city limits, you start seeing the Trump stuff all over. Okay. I mean, I think in general, people are just like, this is, why do we have, I don't even know how old they are, what, like 70 something? Why do we have these people running for office? Like, I wouldn't hire someone in my company to like do anything at right. like 72.
That's
or whatever.
Illegal, Catherine, though. That's
it's just weird. They're in their 70s and they want to. It's like, calm down, like, weirdo.
That's like a civil rights violation. So. Don't say that on air.
What's the age of retirement? Like 65?
Right, but you're not allowed to discriminate against someone.
Well, nobody's applied also to work.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that they're not gonna. Now we're hearing that.
You gotta edit this.
Or they're going to now. You know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna be a fucking millionaire in 2 weeks. I see that. When you're outside of Austin, being in a gay relationship, do you have to watch holding hands down the street, this kind of thing, in places around Texas where you find yourself?
I mean, we don't walk around other parts of Texas very much, so no.
Okay, all right, good. good that you don't. I'm seeing here there's the UK developed a laser weapon that can, to say how accurate it is, it could shoot and blow up a coin a kilometer away. It's close to production, which, jokes on them, I use Venmo. But still, that's fucking crazy.
I have a question, Keith, for you.
Yes.
Can you open up the floor for questions?
Okay, and the floor is now open.
All right. Keith, I can't believe we're talking about news on the first episode of season 2 of Keith and the Girl. I feel like you're really just, you're skirting around the elephant in the damn room.
I wouldn't know what else to say about Kendra not being here. It's strange. But other than that, there's really not new news, I think.
Not new news, but I mean, the past 19 years, if him to tell you anything, it's that you could check in with your emotions. Right?
It's excitement and nervousness is the emotions.
Okay. And so just like going straight to the news, you feel like we need to kind of just get back on track?
Probably.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about it?
But there's not, I don't think there's more to talk about. Like, I would need maybe another specific question from you. nothing is different. I'm just doing the show and she's not.
What was your thinking having me and Catherine on as
the audience? The audience loves you. They know you. You're not shy about personal stuff and talking about this specifically, knowing that it would come up. It seemed like you're a great person to be part of this transition.
But you did everything you could so far to not make it come up.
Right. But with that said, yeah, I don't know what else to talk about, how else to talk about it without your help.
So I heard the last episode with Hemda, and you guys talked about news as well. And I was like, okay, yeah, talk about her leaving.
Yeah. So Catherine, what are your feelings right now as we discuss the news? Like, what is going through your mind with regard
I don't even watch the news. I mean, now I know, thank God, about Kate, so I don't have a lot to add. If it hasn't popped up on my feed, I don't watch it. So, I mean,
right?
Am I shocked that Keith is not going into his feelings and thoughts on this? No.
No, but like, what are your assumptions? Like, what if you could ask Keith anything, which, oh, you can, what would it be? About
what are you most nervous about now that Hem does not hear?
If the show would be interesting to people. But yeah, but I don't know what more specifically. It's like I did say at the beginning, I think. It's strange, so it's nervousness. But I do know how to talk, so that's what it's going to be. Thank you.
Interesting. Okay.
And how are you feeling so far? How do you think it's going so far?
Bianca just told me it's going horribly.
That's not what I said.
I know.
It's interesting, though, that you perceive it that way. Let's dive in.
I'm pleased. I think it's Catherine is here because I knew people would get excited about that. Catch up with her personal life. A lot of this stuff is news to me too, even though we do keep in touch a little bit. So I'm pleased, and we still got to get to the news, you know.
I have a question for Catherine, though. If that's okay.
Let me see. Sure. Is it okay to cross the floor? Okay, the floor is open for discussion, and can do crosstalk.
Cross-examination.
Yes.
Catherine, I feel like we've heard so much from Keith and Hemda, of course, about like what it was like to interact with Keith's family, and especially with regard to the dad emails book. And I just wondered if you could share your point of view on meeting the guy, the man, Father Malley, and getting that email and forwarding it to Keith. Like, when that happened, like, how did you feel? And could you, I mean, obviously not have anticipated that this would happen, but how has the snowball affected your life?
Oh, the snowball hasn't really affected my life at all, because I haven't paid attention to it. But I mean, apart from Keith letting me know, I think I heard a few episodes and then it creeped me out so much that I was like, no thanks. And when I got the email from his dad, like, I think I met your parents total, like, over all the time we were together, 3 times. Maybe 4.
That sounds right. We went to the park that one time, Kennywood. I think there was another time, and of course the wedding.
Yeah, so I don't even think I saw them after the wedding. Like, we were at your brother's. Like, I hung out. I liked your gay brother a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
And so I hung out with him the most. Like, we saw him a couple of times a year. But his parents, I didn't have a relationship with him. So when I got this email from his dad, it was just like, oh, this is weird. And I didn't even, I just like forwarded it on because it was either like ignore it or I'm like, oh, is this something that I don't know about? So I forwarded it. I literally put no more thought into it apart from that. And then I think Keith messaged like, oh, can I like pretend to respond back? And I was like, sure. Like, I don't care.
Right.
And it hasn't snowballed in my life because I, again, I think the Keith and the girl world, they probably know all about it, but I haven't. Like, it's just such a, like,
it's so weird.
It's just so weird. Like, how do you be like, oh yeah, my ex catfishes his dad pretending to be me. Like, that in itself is like a cry for help.
Right. It's weird when you say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just envision like a scenario where you meet someone and you tell them your name and they're like, oh, from the dad emails? And you have to be like, kind of, but that, you know, like, imagine, you know.
I think if that was the case, I'd be like, no, no, that's not me.
Right.
That was the whole point.
Did I remember, am I remembering this right? That after the wedding, my dad kept reaching out to your mom, and my dad would act like they had some kind of friendly, but some kind of relationship. And I feel like I remember you saying your mom was like, why the fuck does he keep writing?
Well, I think at the wedding, I mean, he was strange in many ways, but like at the wedding, he was talking about something that he wrote that he was going to
his religious
look over, something like that. I don't know.
And she goes to church, so she'd be good to look over his writing.
I have no idea.
No one does.
Yeah. What do you recall from that day?
I mean, I remember your dad just being a little strange in general with making a speech or like, yeah, it's like such so long ago that I have a hard time, but I do remember that like your mom was always super sweet and I just felt bad for her that she was stuck with your dad.
Right. Right. Remember that beautiful speech though? He said, first he wasn't going to come to the wedding. Then of course he will because he can give a speech. So he showed up. First he wasn't going to because of something I said on Keith and the Girl. I don't even remember what. But then of course he shows up. Then he says he wants to give a speech. And this speech, he didn't have anything planned, obviously. And he goes, I'm thinking about my son. And we were in the yard playing catch one day. And one day probably was the most, but okay. Not that I'm asking for more time with him. And he goes, and I threw the ball to him and it hit his finger. And you would have thought I cut his arm off the way he complained and cried and whipped the ball back at me as hard as he could. Anyway, so good to see two people in love. Oh, okay. God. All right, Dad. Very good.
Yeah, well. I don't know how you have a wedding and like invite your parents and it's like a powder keg. Like, what is anyone going to say? It must be so nerve-wracking to have that kind of situation. Even if you trust your parents, you could still be like, what? This could go off the rails.
you know how the wedding couple goes around the room and thanks everybody and says hi to them? My dad did that so that he can have the attention of people saying, congrats to you, I guess. Look what my son did. Yeah, okay, well, congrats. So yeah, now, as you can imagine, Catherine, me and my dad aren't talking at all. My mom passed away some time ago, and I went and I met the kids, but I didn't go to the funeral. And I mentioned how, ironically, I will be at my dad's funeral. That's the thing. But we're not talking. But he does have, I don't know if you heard, or maybe I did, maybe I told you, he has a copy of the Dad Emails book, and I know because he signed for it. And that is very exciting to me. But yes, I think the relationship might be over.
I mean, now he can say he has however many 5-star reviews on Amazon.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, he's a co-author because he did write the last little bit, right?
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you'll need.
Well, he wrote half the emails too.
He wrote half the emails. Oh, I'm afraid legally he's going to cross out Dad and call it the Keith emails and sell it himself on Amazon. That kind of hijacking. Yeah. Shit. All right. So yes, the feelings are excitement to see where this could go. For the beginning, I believe I'll do shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. At first, and maybe not this Friday because it's coming up so fast and I don't know what I'm doing, but I think we'll go live on Fridays at a prime time as opposed to the afternoon like we've done, and see where that goes. Chris and Craig are helping me do things behind the scenes, and I'm very excited about that. Excitement, nervousness.
Do you think Hemda's listening right now?
I do because it's the first one. I would think so. But she'll have no problem, I think, quickly not listening.
Hi, Hemda, if you're listening.
Hi. We miss you.
I should call her, right, and be like, where are you? And just freak her out for a second. Hello, we're ready. What's going on? People are waiting. Yeah. Like I said, the marathon, you have that if you support the Kickstarter. If you don't, rate info@keithandthegirl.com, and then I'll announce in a couple of days when we put it in the store. The dad emails book, of course, keithandthegirl.com/dadbook. I really think you're going to dig it. And also the Great American Novel, you'll find that at that link. Also the first book I ever wrote. Catherine, it's so good seeing you. What should the audience know about you?
If you want to buy some stuff, go to bestself.co. Follow me on Twitter. We'll not be talking about the dad emails, but other stuff in my life.
There you go. I really am so proud of you, and it's great to see you, and congrats on everything.
Thanks.
Bianca, anything the audience should know? How are you?
Bianca's also here.
Tell me about your feelings.
I think nervous and excited is, it covers it, you know? Right. And I think I'm nervous for you and excited for you, but I'm just also extremely curious to see the next phase.
I'm thinking I'm going to go full right wing. That seems the way comics are going nowadays.
Hey, that's how you get the listenership. Right? You know, those guys are diehard.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
all right. Well,
might be a good business move. You could ask Catherine about that. Right. She knows. Anyway, I've been Bianca Brady.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Also, the new album is out right now. It's called Nice Try Tricksters. It's wherever you get your music. Even if it's on Lo-Fi Spotify, you can find it there too. All right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll do this again soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.